From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The budget that President Obama released today calls for spending $3.5 trillion next year. Right now, we're going to try to make sense of just one critical part of that budget. It's the question of how the country pays for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR's Bruce Auster has been doing the math, and he has this report.
So you'd be excused for thinking that the Pentagon budget is actually used to pay for war. It's not. Year after year, on top of the $500 billion in its regular budget, the Pentagon also asks for what's called supplemental funding. This year, that comes to $140 billion, and that's what pays for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The trouble is, that pot of money also gets used for other things. Bob Work is with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
Over the last 8 years, instead of just paying for the costs of the troops, for the ammunition, for the fuel, for the spare parts, more and more and more programs started to creep into the supplemental.
Now President Obama says the true costs of war must no longer be counted off the books. He's not doing away with separate war budgets entirely, but they will be a lot smaller, which means weapons that got paid for from those supplemental budgets will get squeezed into the regular Pentagon budget and force the military to make some tough choices. The question is where to cut.
Military personnel account's not going to go down.
Dov Zakheim is a former Undersecretary of Defense.
The operations account clearly is not going to go down because that's what takes up most of the supplemental. So if to the extent there's crowding, it's going to be in the procurement accounts and the acquisition accounts.
What that really means, says Zakheim, is that planes and tanks won't be built. And that could mean more jobs lost across the country, which is a problem the president does not need right now. Bruce Auster, NPR News, Washington.